Thank you very much. It's great to be here today. I want to thank all of you. We have a great turnout of so many riders covering our conference. We greatly appreciate it. We're excited to get started this fall here at Kansas as we move into the renovated David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in a week zero game against Fresno, and we're excited to get started.
All right, we'll start front row, center right.
Hey, Coach. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. Despite losing some talent and some leadership, how has Jalen Daniels been able to empower others around him to step up and to lead with him as well?
Yeah, you know, I said, you know, throughout the day, get a lot of Jalen Daniels questions. You have a chance to see him and meet with him today. Jalen is healthy. He's excited. You know, the thing I love about Jalen Daniels is he's the same person he was 4 years ago. He's humble. He's hardworking. You know, it's been an interesting road for Jalen and the Jayhawks, and you know, it's when we see Jalen playing his best, I think there's not many better, that's for sure. And but at the same time, as he's had to persevere through some injuries and doing the things, he has stayed the same person. He doesn't make excuses. He's been positive. He walks around with the same smile on his face, and he's never once, like I said, made an excuse or deflected anything that hasn't gone his way. And that alone is something that I know our locker room greatly respects about him, and his energy and his positivity is very, very contagious.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand, and our microphone holders will go to you. We'll go center right.
Oh, here, Coach. Tyler Budge, CF Budge. I know it's never that simple in college football, but if you could bottle up one or a few things from that mid-November run you guys had last season, what would it be?
You know, as we said, you know, last year kind of hit probably on before that November run is the tough start to the season. And we just didn't play our best when our best was needed. We didn't close out football games. We had opportunities to. And at the same time, though, as we talk about our daily process within our program, we didn't waver on that. We didn't deflect it. We didn't blame. We continued to work hard. And, our locker room did a great job. Our leaders did a great job of sticking together and working hard. And I think we found out that, you know, once we were able to turn the corner and flip the switch, so to speak, our confidence grew and we became the team that we thought we could have been all the way.
We'll go to sixth row, center left.
Hey, Lance. Kalis Robinette here with the Kansas City Star. You guys start off the season with a week zero game and then a Friday game right after that. Why was it important for you guys to start that way?
Well, again, you know, the week zero game was something that was on the schedule before my arrival. Again, the opportunity to, when you play a team that's playing at Hawaii, you get a chance to get that week zero game. We wanted to keep it once we saw it. It's timing up very well with the new stadium. As you know, there's a limited amount of games on in week zero. We feel it'd be a great time and exposure for our program and our new stadium. The Friday game, again, is another opportunity to kind of play. And as we go into the third game of the year, then we have a chance for an extra day of prep. So we feel that we've played a lot of our FCS opponents on a weeknight, and we felt it would be good to stay in that format. So that's what we went with.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go to the back, center left.
Coach, Alyssa Cooper with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So how do you approach building out the long-term plans for your program amidst the changes in the Big 12?
Well, again, as we continue to build our program, is one that we want to continue building consistency. You know, one of the things that has kind of come up, you know, through a national media writer is that in the last two seasons of portal changes is that we've had the fewest scholarship players enter the portal at Kansas, and for us, roster retention has been a big factor for us, an important ingredient since our arrival, because, to be quite honest, there's a lot of attrition before we arrived and be able to keep that. That's going to be part of it. In the new rev share model, we want to be competitive, again, in obtaining players. We still want to be able to develop players through high school ranks, as most of us do, and, of course, then supplement with players through the transfer portal.
Second row here.
Coach Lane Harrington with Stay Alive and Power 5. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am all right. So, last season, you know, you lost the program's all-time leading rusher, Devin Neal. Can you say how the running back room is holding up, like, with players like Daniel Hyshaw, and if it's going to be one running back getting the bulk of the carries, or it's going to be a running back by committee approach?
Well, you know, first of all, Devin Neal was a special player for the University of Kansas, not just on the field but off. Being a Lawrence native, as we know, the impact of him staying in town to get his education and play his college football was special. And of course, the type of person he was, and as he moves on to the New Orleans Saints, we wish him nothing but the best. Daniel Hyshaw right now is a player who's waited patiently and honestly, you know, much like Jalen, has had a kind of bumpy road with injuries and things. But 2 years ago, before he was injured in the Iowa State game, he probably was playing as good a football as anyone we had offensively. He's got a great combination of speed and power. He's a physical back. He has good hands. He's good in pass protection. LaShawn Williams was a young man we picked up in the portal from the University of Iowa, led Iowa in recruiting 2 years ago. Again, much like Daniel, he's a powerful back. And towards the back end of spring practice, he started to get his legs back about him. I really feel confident about those two guys, you know, sharing the loading and giving us a very good backfield along with Jalen.
We'll go center left, sixth row.
Yeah, Barry Trammell, Tulsa World. Yesterday, Kalani Sitake suggested a schedule with play three non-conference games against a team from each of the other three power conferences. Any chance we can get you on board with that?
You know, it's an interesting concept. I think scheduling is becoming a big topic as we transition into this playoff model that we've been going with now. I just think whatever it is, Barry, that it's more similar. We're playing the same amount of conference games, and if it's all power conference schools, you know, again, because there's always going to be, I think we all know, we're always going to compare who played who. And with the conferences being as large as they are now, we're not even going to play everybody in our conference like we used to a few years back. I think whatever gives us a better comparison, the better off we're going to be in this new world of playoff football.
Okay. Center right.
Oliver Hayes, 24/7 Sports. I was wondering if you could speak on the offensive coordinator, Jim Zabrowski, after the debacle last season and having the weather in the storm after a rough start.
Well, I'll disagree a little bit on debacle, but, first of all, we were a top 10 team in rushing. We were yards per play. We ended up being a very productive offense. Did we have some hiccups? Yes, but I still think we had some productive deals enough that Jeff Grimes was very marketable to the University of Wisconsin. So Jim Zabrowski has taken over as offensive coordinator. Jim was my first hire ever as a head football coach when he gave up a head coaching position in Division III ranks to come be the coordinator at Wisconsin Whitewater. After three seasons, I think we lost three games and won two national championships. He moved down with Jerry Kill. After Coach Kill stepped down, Jim ended up joining us back at Buffalo. He's been with us ever since. He understands our culture. He's been an integral part of our offense and game planning in his role as quarterback's coach prior. I look forward to him. He called the bowl game against UNLV in Arizona after Andy Koldnicki had moved on. So Jim has plenty of experience. He's got a great mind. Matt Lubick's rejoined us as a co-coordinator. I look forward to what our offense is going to be moving forward.